Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what a show! Donald Sterling. I see you, baby. Donald, you hollering? Well, you about to hear it in the streets. Let's go. The streets is talking, sports talk, shit with a twist of hip hop. Man, from a street perspective, we giving you sports and, you know, the industry entertainment. Hollywood. Hey, yo, Ro, first of all, before we get started, we got a lot of topics on the marquee. You know, right now, Dallas Sterling, the L.A. Clippers, he's, you know, headlining the topics. We got the NBA playoffs, NFL, you know, draft coming up next week. But before we get into all that, I wanted to say what the deal to the super producer of the show, T-Ro, and he's my co-host, Cellmate. What the deal, baby?
El Boogie, I'm pissed off. And I don't want to hear it, man. Damn it, Donald Sterling. You the reason why we call the street. And you lucky that we ain't no problem. Well, we close to you. But you better be lucky we ain't around the corner from you. I'm already knowing there's some snipers out there ready to take you out. You ain't nothing but a sucker, Donald Sterling, with all that money in your pocket. How you just gonna try to call us out like that? I tell you what. You watch to see what them boys do. You ain't going to have no team. Come on, NBA. Step up and do the right thing. You got to do something right. Because what this dude done is disrespected us, and we ain't having it. It's 2014, you numb nut. What the hell is going on around here? This, man, this is you, Big Dummy Monday. Because, Donald Sterling, you are the biggest dummy I know right now. I thought Mr. Riley Cooper was stupid, real stupid. I don't know what's going on with me. What's going on in this world, El Boogie? Why do we have to talk about this dude? I don't even understand. Got me hot. Got the Clippers playing like a bunch of... Man, they didn't know what was going on yesterday. But it ain't right. I know it's not a lot of other topics to talk about, but I know we ain't going to let this one slide. I already know. I don't even care what you want to talk about because I know what's topic number one. Whenever you're ready, we might not even take no more commercials this evening. It just might be all a beat down on Mr. Donald Sterling. You call yourself a man. How can you be a business man? Yeah, okay, old boy, let me stop. It's getting hot in the man cave, damn it.
So you're Big Dummy, you know, because this is Big Dummy Monday. So your big dummy goes to Donald Sterling. Guess who my big dummy goes to?
Who is that?
The Los Angeles chapter of the NAACP. You big dummy. You mean to tell me you already gave this guy one Lifetime Achievement Award and you were scheduled to give him another one? See, this is where we are now. I know you smell the money. So to support, or should I say to put a Band-Aid on his image, he would donate to the NAACP to make the pain and the bigotry statements that he says go away. But see, sometimes, like I always say at the end of the show, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. And Mr. Sterling must definitely not be a street savvy guy because you talk too much, Donald. You're not Sterling Silver. And the bad thing about it, I'm not surprised. He just got caught on tape. We all know, Ro, and I say this a lot, sports at this point is a modern-day slavery. Just look at it. They make sure that you got the right height, the right weight. Make sure you can run fast. Make sure you're physically fit. And then they bid on you, just like how they used to do in the slave trade. So I'm not surprised. Trust me. Owners are forced to make this move to get him out of there. But do some of them have his point of views? Yes, they do. There's some corporations who's going to
cut off their sponsorship with the Clippers? Yes, they do. So I don't want to sit up here and say that, you know, I'm shocked and I'm appalled. Man, they think about us like this every day in the real world.
Yeah, but I'm shocked, L Boogie. I'm really shocked about Donald Sterling. I mean, yeah, I understand people got their opinions and they say what they want to say behind closed doors, but man, look at here. L Boogie, the whole team that he's so-called providing for is black. Only white boy I know on that team is J.J. Redick. The only true white boy I know on that team is J.J. Redick. The rest of them are foreigners. And J.J. Redick was mad and upset. So I just want to say this, L Boogie, because I ain't going to get loose on the dude. I'm just saying this. Donald Sterling, I hope your ass get axed out tomorrow. Because I know this, L Boogie, as much as we want Donald Sterling to fall off the side of the world or fall off that mountain, guess what, L Boogie? When the dude goes and, you know, they tell him, you know, you gotta sell your team, and if that doesn't happen in a timely fashion, you know that, you know, there's ways that they're going to put pressure on that guy to get up off the team. But here's the thing. Donald Sterling ain't going to be hurt for nothing. How much do you think the Los Angeles Clippers are worth right now at this particular point? And
well,
I know they're worth.
Go ahead, Ro.
I'm just going to say, I know they're worth about $500 million right now. So even if they kick him out the league or even if they make him sell the team, he's still going to be a rich white dude. He's still going to have that paper in that back pocket. So, I mean, it just, man, I want to see him out the league, but damn, he going to have more money when he sells the team than he do now. That's just ridiculous.
It's not only ridiculous, but I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say it's a haul because there's a lot of, you know, Caucasians who runs corporations who have compassion and, you know, doesn't matter what color you are, just let's make this money and let's do it. But they have compassion for human beings. See, what Donald Sterling doesn't have any type of compassion for a human being. See, that was more so of like a dog or a black sheep. When you say don't, you can socialize with them, but don't bring them out in public. Yeah, I support the players. I buy their clothes. This is how I support them. It's like child support. I buy their clothes. I buy their cars. I support their families. Are you kidding me? Am I surprised? No, because let me tell you this. What's on the dollar? White faces. Who owns most of America? White faces. See, these athletes and entertainment people, they don't even scratch the surface of money, of white money in America. How many cable stations does black people own? And there's a lot of them. Not many. How many black people own a tennis shoe? Think about it. We need to understand where we are. When you go in to work, perfect example, Ro. You go in to work, your first day, you know, you talking, and a couple people might say, man, we work with, man, he racist, man. He be hollering. But you don't really see it because you don't deal with the owner. Who do you deal with? The people on the lower level. You will rarely see the owner. Only time you will see him is maybe at a Christmas or Thanksgiving function.
A company barbecue, L Boogie?
A company barbecue. That's the only time you might see him. Or you might see him in an instance like this when he says something. Now you got to make a decision what the players had to do. So my question to you, Ro, if you were, before we go to commercial break, let me ask you this. If you were one of those players, this might be that year that you can vie and get to the finals and maybe win it. Do you check out and kind of sort of tank the season? Do you boycott? What do you do, Ro? Did you appreciate what they did with turning the uniforms inside out? What do you do? What did you say, Ro? I didn't hear you. I guess we were on, you know what I'm saying, a delay.
Oh, man, a quick commercial, man. You know, it's technical difficulties in the studio this evening, man. It's hard this evening. What's going on?
Well, let's go to the commercial. Before we go to the commercial, let's give a shout-out, you know what I mean, to Global Network One, Ustream. Man, we 87.9 WERE. Down in Covington, Georgia. Shout out to AJ. Shout out to the sports officials. Man, shout out to Heaven O Youth. What the deal? Man, when we come back, I want you to answer those questions, Ro, for me. And then I'll let you know what my take would have been. And then we'll get into the playoffs and get off this bigot, Donald Sterling. Allegedly. Because they're still doing an investigation to see if that was his voice. Oh, yeah. Money's in Friday, the streets. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
Let's smoke. We down south on that West Dope. Got an OZ of that OG. And ain't shit for sale. I'm a smoking like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Hell, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a bet. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Send us back to that cheddar. My team gon' eat forever. The pop niggas so clever. Trendsetters, stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber, at home known as a heavy clubber. Super Toby, I can cut her, but don't never ever love her. About to smother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards. Smoking hot, going through, smoking hot, going through, smoking hot.
Chrome. Killer Cali gon' get blown, a couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab, that candy blue, that tan rag. It fall back, that trunk up, we come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screw in that Swisher house, that Ryan C, that Michael Watts. I hit Scott, kill the lot, they doin' shit that your nigga not. I ride blades in 84s, but catch me up in them super posts. Or maybe up in them 100 spokes, we move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it, real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chips, really hit these licks, and I really came through, when hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white, put that purple in that Sprite, did that way before that hype.
sure we the ones you wanna be like. Yeah. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV, but I fuck them hoes that's on TV and pass that bitch like CP3. Can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw. Flyest motherfucker that you ever had, sir. Style so rad, cause I'm that rock.
We back.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we were just talking about your boy Donald Sterling. Wow. Man, it's blowing up Twitter. It's blowing up Twitter. It's blowing up all over the world. Even Obama, President Barack Obama, commented about it. Players have voiced their opinion. So, Ro, I ask you this. You're in the playoffs. You're 26, 27, 28 years old. You got a chance for that cup, for the chip, as we call it in the street. What do you do? We saw the protest. Okay. Very admirable. But as a player, what would you do?
Okay, but you asked me that before we went to a commercial. Excuse me, you know, out to the world. We had technical difficulties, but we're back, you know. And what I was going to say, El Boogie, is that, you know, we play as a player, man. You and I both know, man, it's not about the president. It's not about the name on the shirt, man. It's about once you build a camaraderie between you and some other guys that you might not even know, you know, You guys have a bond because you're trying to accomplish one goal, and that one goal is to win that championship. We all want the ring. We all want the bling. It's all about what we want, and if we can man up, do what we're supposed to do, hold each other accountable, and get up there and win that championship, it's history written forever. Can nobody take that away? So it's all about the players playing for the players. It has nothing to do with the players playing for Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling just writes the check. A mighty good one, I might add. You know what I mean? Of what you were asking me, you know, I would say this. Was I surprised by what they did to boycott, you know, by throwing the jerseys in the middle of the court and having all, you know, without the logos on the shooting jerseys? I'm not surprised, El Boogie. You and I both know, I'm going to say this once again, I played for you, you played for me. And when we made a decision that this is what we wanted to do, it was all about what we decided. And if you were down to do anything, say, man, I got your back. I'm right there with you, dog. I ain't too far behind. And, you know, you going to do something to try to make a stand. But this is what I can't wait for. I can't wait for tomorrow. What they going to do in L.A.? What they going to do at home? Oh, you thinking that what they did on the road was something clean. You just wait and see what they do at home. What they going to do, come out with some cargo shorts and a white beater to warm up? I mean, hey, man, it just they might come up in something that they've been sponsored by, you know, and go through the layup line, man. Don't be surprised, El Boogie. What you think going to happen?
Well, what I think is going to happen is they're going to put their L.A. Clipper uniforms on, run out in the warm-up line and play. Now, I give you game four. That's all I can give you. Now it's best 2 out of 3. Like my man, you know, Sonny Red said in the Bronx Tale, now you can't leave. Remember when he locked the door on the bikers, when they came into the establishment, he asked them to leave?
Sure.
He like, so now they locked in. Now they can't leave. See, once they tipped it off and played that game, now they got to play all of them now. Now, if it was regular season, I wouldn't play.
But if the investigation says that it's his voice on the transcript on the tapes, then at the end of the season, like Van Gundy said, that I heard him saying, I was saying it as also, I'm going to the commissioner and saying that I need to be a free agent. I can't play for this guy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but did you say that it's allegedly his voice on the tapes?
Allegedly.
I'm light skinned. If it's allegedly.
Street.
I'm just saying, big fella. I'm just saying, man.
Now let's get to that game since we're gonna, you know, let's get off of that. Let's talk some NBA. Let's talk some basketball. Series, let's go west. Series tied 2-2. Best 2 out of 3. What you think for game 5? Who you got?
Man, you know what? L Boogie, I will honestly say this. Even if Donald Sterling wouldn't have said what he said, or even if it wouldn't have been out there in the streets like it is, I don't think they would have had an answer for that boy Steph Curry yesterday anyway. That boy was on fire. I must say, man, when this flash doesn't be hitting the threes and doing the ball what they do, man, they take me back to Showtime in the 80s, man. That boy, that Steph Curry boy is special, old boogie. They can't knock him. He just hard, man. And, hey, man, they better let don't let bygone be bygone. Let the league handle what that situation and get your mind where it need to be. And that's in between them white stripes. Homeboy, let me tell you. You let those Splash Brothers go off for you one more time, you might not make it back to Clipperland.
Oh, yeah. You might not make it back to Clipperland. You might get clipped, and you might be going fishing early, as my man Freeway would say. So, and like I said on Friday, you know, Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, you know, you're not a college student paying back loans, so you don't need to defer. What you need to do is get the ball and everybody get out the way and be a superstar and make the correct play. And that's what Steph got back to doing. We'll see in game 5, but like in the streets. And Mark Draxton is from the streets of New York City. Kick them while they down. Listen to this. I know a guy, my big brother. I call him Big Brother Almighty when he calls the show. If I'm on the other team and I'm down, guess what he's going to do? He's going to kick me. He's not going to help me up. He's not going to see if I'm all right until the end of the game. And that's what Golden State did. Great opportunity to get back on track and even the series. But this is an important game 5. Whoever wins game 5, 96% of the time, win that series. So it's going to be very interesting. I hope the Clippers didn't check out. I hope they come ready to play. But they had troubles anyway. So, but let's talk about Houston. We have a problem. Down 3-1. Does Houston have a chance, Ro?
Man, L Boogie, I'm going to say this. Turn out the lights. Oh, boom. The party's over. You can turn out the lights, man. Teddy Pete.
Little Teddy.
It's over, man. Houston, man, they played so hard. to take it to overtime, and you saw the last possession for Portland to even take the game into overtime last night. And that just shows you the difference between a team that really wants to win versus a team that's just out there just balling. Because I'm not going to say Houston not balling. I'm just going to say Portland wanted more. And you see what time it is. When they get thick, they go to two dudes. They go to Damian Lillard, and they go to LaMarcus. And let me tell you, them two dudes do not disappoint. They come with it when they supposed to. And give it up to the bench. Man, I know you don't like Matthews, but, man, that dude is the EA. I don't like him too, but I don't think he fit Portland. But, man, when you have a game like he had last night, you can't knock him, man, Boogie. You got to let him do what he do.
Yeah, he had a great game. Platoon, he had a great game, and I'm surprised, you know what I'm saying, but I guess, like we said, those world championship games has helped him out. So I'm very, very happy for Rip City. And they doing it for old doctor, you know what I'm saying, Jack Ramsey. Big up to, you know what I'm saying, the doctor, you know, passed away at 89, 1925 to 2014. Big up to Dr. Jack. Won an NBA championship with those Portland Trail Blazers. Wow. Down 3-1, going back to Houston. Hopefully they'll force a game 6. But do you see Houston prevailing? It's over with for Houston, huh? It's over.
Yeah, it's over, man. Stick a fork in them, man. I don't care about Houston anyway, man. You know, it's all about one team for me, man. It's all about them Dallas teams. When we go put it on San Antonio tonight, it's going to be rockers. Woo!
I was about to go to that next, sticking in the West. Can they knock off? This is game 4, an important game for San Antonio. Can they go up 3-1? What do they have? What's the keys for Dallas to go back to San Antonio ready to close out?
Tony Parker. It's always been about Tony Parker, man. Tony Parker makes the world go round for San Antonio. You see how he be doing. It's just not against the Mavericks either. It's everybody he plays. It don't matter, man. If you can control Tony Parker, you can win the game. We could just have a Robert Horry moment, just have DeJuan Blunt just knock him into the scoreboard one time, you know, on the sideline, just run him into the little you know what I'm saying, little sponsorship monitor thing, man. That's what we need to run him into, man. And, you know, somebody got to take one for the team, El Boogie. But if we do it, hey, man, let me ask you this, El Boogie. Who was the last world champion to win besides Miami?
The Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, that's why we gonna do it again, damn it. See, that's my feet. Boy, the Mavericks. Let's go, D. Even though we ain't got no D, but we gonna be all right. Vince Carter, hit another game with a shot.
Very intriguing series. I must say, this has to be one of the best first-round playoffs I've seen in the history of the NBA. I mean, a lot of overtime games. You know, it's parity, you know, in the league, except with Miami, as you see. So, and tonight, you know, you also have, you know, not tonight, but tomorrow night, and last night we saw Reggie Jackson, the Drake. Remember the first Reggie Jackson to play the New York Yankees? He said,
yes, sir,
I'm the straw that stirs the drink. That series is tied at 2-2. Wow. You don't think that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook is thanking Mr. Jackson for what he did last night?
Oh, they had to. He came up big last night because them two, they shut it down early. I mean, early.
Very early. And I tell you what, people talk about, is Westbrook good for the team? Is Westbrook bad
for the team, and I'm sorry to say this, fans in the world, but that's the makeup of OKC. They need those two guys. I don't care if if Kevin Durant does this for 82 games. You need a guy like Russell Westbrook in the playoffs to put pressure on defenses so you cannot double team. That's why you need Russell Westbrook. 2-2, going back to OKC, who you got game five, bro?
Yep, it might be surprising, but I'm taking KD, man. KD going to somehow, some way, put it off. I know Memphis is kind of like they kryptonite, but it's all about Westbrook and KD, and I think KD is going to take over one of these games, man, and it's got to be this one. And if he can do it like we know that he can, man, yeah. Yeah, I got KD this game. It's going to be a KD show.
There you have it in the West. T-Row has game five and L Boogie game five with the Thunder. San Antonio and Dallas tonight, game four. Of course, he's going with Dallas, and I'm going to go with San Antonio. Portland, Houston, they'll be playing game five in Houston. Roe has Portland. I'm going to go with Houston. They will force a game six. They won't win the series, but they'll force a game six. And also tomorrow, the world is waiting to see what the Clippers do against Golden State. And Roe, who do you have for that game?
Yeah, I'm going with the Splash, brother, because it's still too much. They still too emotional, man. And then, you know, Chris Paul is the leader of the Players League. And, you know, man, it's just, yeah, it's tough for good old Clipperland. But that's all right. You won't have to be there too long. You can become rich. You can become free agents. Do it like they do in college. They just let you go. Just release you.
I'm going to go with the Clips. I think they'll force a game. They'll win game five. I don't think they checked out. I just think it was a very emotionally drained situation for game four. I think they'll come back and win game five. I really do. So, you know, that's what we have for the West. Let's holler about the East. We got two games coming on that's on now. We had two yesterday in a row. They're no longer the baby Bulls. Are they done? They're down 3-1. Can they force a game six?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a little bit tougher for Washington to do or to actually win without Nene, but it didn't matter, man. Nene is the dude, and they won without him. So it's over for Chicago. Chicago, you know, they playing hard and giving great effort, but, yeah, man, lights out. I'm sorry, Bulls. You need D-Rose. You need to get Melo. You need to do something. You know, hey, keep your head up. You just might be able to get one new Clippers. Y'all think you missing it, DeAndre. Woo! DeAndre and no Joakim Noah in the middle. Woo!
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. I think they're going to get him out of there before that happens and promise those guys that there's going to be changes, because Adam Silver, he's going to have to make a vast decision. This is his first big decision in his new regime. It's going to be very interesting on how swiftly he makes his decision after the investigation. See, what's helping him right now is they have to do an investigation. We will see. You know, we will see. But what about, you know, we know Charlotte and Miami, they're playing now. To be a sweep.
They're not playing no more. It's over. Turn out to know. Get your taco box. It's time to go fishing.
It's time to go fishing. So, Charlotte.
I hope you got some live worms. Bobcat, hey, Charlotte got some nice little lakes out there, don't they? They can go fishing tonight.
They can stay home and hit and board the plane early. So, LeBron and them guys, they'll get some rest. They'll wait for the winter between New Jersey and Toronto, which was a heck of a game last night. That boy, DeRozan, a star coming of age. Man, they're going back to Toronto, 2-2. Who you got, Ro? You still rolling with Brooklyn?
Yeah, man, I'm going with the old school cats, dog. It's all about the truth, man. And if the truth can do what he do, and KG still's out there just for inspiration, you know what I'm saying? He not doing what he normally does, but he's just out there, you know, with giving his heart, and still, you know, he's kind of like the middle piece, the key to the lock. You know, he's letting everybody know where they need to be on defense, setting them screens, and being that thug that Brooklyn need. And, yeah, Toronto, hey, man, they doing what they supposed to do. You know what I mean? But, you know, your time runs out. And I think that Brooklyn's going to be that team to win this next game and the series in six.
Bold statement. Very bold statement. Ew. I think it's going to go seven game in Toronto with the truth telling the fans, look at their faces. and right now, that's what Atlanta, pick up to AJ and his Hawks. I know he's going crazy watching the game. He has the Pacer fans and Larry Bird. Look at their faces. I know it's early in the third, but wow. They came out very complacent, thought Atlanta was going to lay down. You're not showing championship pedigree. I'm concerned about the Pacers, man. I'm very concerned about them.
They down 28 in the third, L Boogie.
Wow.
We need to take a commercial break on that one. Yeah, we need to take a commercial break on that one.
Come back. We're going to get into the asylum. And, you know, we got the street sweep. Oh, my goodness. It's hot. It's Monday, baby. 347-855-8896. Press that one button. Log on blogtalkradio.com. Or, man, get with us on Ustream, Global Network One. Oh! Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
We started out mopping floors,
AJ,
and now we put forward the award. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Huh. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 sack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came me stepping on the nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the D-gang. Cousin was a crip, said it was a C-thing. Brown bag money in a duffel
bag. Fuck them all, wet them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his intuition. Real niggas dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We still listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, memes on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three, 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your Vadim. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take a ace and meanwhile, you ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I make
it's
more
the street, baby.
Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face.
You hear that, Donald Sterling?
Let the lawyer beat the case.
You messing with
kids,
murder
babe. Was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit.
Crazy.
Oh. Something to the max, I'm so wavy.
Tell him, Jay, we sitting on
Max
the floor.
Back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then.
Don't even know if it was open then. You know, we had the shop there. Oh, man. We back in the asylum. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we talking about NBA playoffs. We on these NBA playoffs. And you know what's trending all weekend, I mean, all day, it got overseas. I mean, they're not talking about political things. They're talking about Donald Sterling and his racial remarks, African Americans. And does that sit well? No. And are we should be shocked or surprised? No.
No.
It happens every day. Listen to this. It's some people at your job right now, world, that don't like you. I'm talking about not even white people. I'm talking about of your own kind. Of your own kind. So if your own kind sometimes doesn't want to be around you, because the first thing we say, man, I want to be around all them ends, man. I can't be around all them, man. They're going to tear the spot up. So imagine a white guy, damn near a billionaire, when he says these things. Can you imagine? And let's not get it. And Donald said it in his home. Let's put the recorder in other. Let's put it in other owners' homes and see how they talk about us. What Pac say? What they going to do about us?
Let me ask you this, El Boogie, before we get to the asylum, dog. Who buys, if the team is going to be sold, who buys the Los Angeles Clippers? Who would you want to buy the Los Angeles Clippers? Because you know we only got one black owner in the league right now. Can there be two?
Listen to this. Do I want a black owner to own the Los Angeles Clippers? Of course. I want black owners to own every franchise in America. That's how I feel. Will it happen? No. Whoever buys it, he might be a bigot behind closed doors too. Who knows? Let's be honest. We don't. We don't know if Phil Knight is a big. He might not be a bigot against blacks, but he might be against Asians. Look how he pays them. Who's making his tennis shoes?
Right.
And we wear the sneaker. Who wears the Nikes the most? African Americans.
Nah.
Who knows if Phil Knight's a bigot? Nobody knows, but he could be.
Right.
Let's not get it twisted. Modern day slavery at its finest. So that's to answer your question, T-Ro. But I know we hot,
it,
man.
You know. Keep it 100 with us, you know. Hey, this is what I've been hearing, man. And I heard this earlier today before I went to work, man. I heard in the streets that, you know, everybody want Magic to buy the Clippers. And I don't know about that, man. I know that he already at home, you know, with the Lake Show and everything. But I don't know if he should really buy the Clippers. If he, you know, I know that Magic, you know, when he invests his money, he makes it work. You know what I mean? But if he was to buy the Clippers organization, can he really? I mean, I know everybody in L.A. loves Magic, but if the Clippers and the Lakers house together, can Magic, I mean, woo, would he be testing the waters by becoming the, I just couldn't see him
but,
wearing Clipper red, you know what I mean? I just don't see it.
But see, here we go again. He's partial owner of the Dodgers, but who owns majority of the Dodgers?
Exactly.
A white face. If Magic was to get a piece of the Clippers, he won't be the majority owner. Because if he could, he would be. But he's not. So, Beyonce say, who run the world? Who run the world? No. You're second in line who runs the world, B. But you know, old white hype, and we in the street. He runs the world.
We call him the man.
We call it the man. And remember this, like they said, like my boy told my man in school days when he showed him the brand, we just got to read it and weep. Go to work and like it.
You know.
Remember, Ro, when we used to tell our opponent, take this blowout and you going to like it. So take this paycheck and you going to like it.
Right.
That's what Dono is saying to his employees, and that's what most employees, employers, says to their employees. Well, if you don't like it, hey, you start signing the checks then. You buy a team.
You know. Hey, Boogie, let's go to the asylum real quick, man, because we got a special guest we like to, you know, always bring in, man. He's a big intellect, man. And for those that don't know who the big intellect is, man, big intellect always on with the sports officials, man. His son, Nilly Neal, is one of the hosts. Oh, the sports officials, man. Check them out on Sunday. So, L Boogie, you know it's always an honor and a pleasure for the streets to have the big intellect. Big intellect, are you all with the streets this evening?
Yes, sir. How's it going, fellas?
Oh, big intellect. Oh, man. Good to hear your voice. How you been?
Outstanding, guys. How about y'all?
You see, we on it tonight. Donald Sterling is stirring the pot, and we don't know what to do, big intellect. We want him out tonight.
Well, the one thing that's happening with Donald Sterling is, you know, if you read USA Today, all of the sponsors, all of the contributors to the Los Angeles Clippers are pulling out. Kia, all those companies are taking their money out of the Clippers. So, just like Eddie Murphy said in Trading Places, the best way you can hurt rich people is turn them into poor people. So, What's going to happen is right now, Adam Silver, the biggest thing he can do is issue a huge fine. They can't make him relinquish the team. Although right now, if you think about it, the team is of absolutely no value to Donald Sterling now, because no one will touch it as long as he's involved with it.
Right.
So it's in his best interest to sell it to whoever will buy it. And sometimes sometimes at this point it's trading the devil you know for the devil you don't know. But at least one thing for certain, you'll get Donald Sterling out of there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's
absolutely
the most important part of it all, is just to get him out of here. I mean, for him to say that and be recorded saying that, it does not put pressure on the Clippers. It put pressure on the whole NBA, on the whole league, because we do not – I mean, we can't even talk about people being gay. You know what I mean? Who claimed that they're really gay? We can't even tell them that just a gay phrase, that'll cost us. So we got to be careful in today's society. You have a guy like this who just lets it all float, man. Like L Boogie said, if he was recorded anywhere other than outside his home, what else do you think this dude have been saying about us, man?
Well, you know, that brings up another issue, because now that this recording is out, and the recording was made either on the phone or in a private conversation, everybody who has any influence at all, now do they not only have to be careful what they say in public, now you have to be careful what you say in private, because every 99.99 cell phone has a voice recorder on it. And so whatever you say to anybody else without your knowledge could end up on TMZ at any time. So now it's changed the whole climate. No, it's changed the whole climate of being a celebrity. Now, anybody around you who wants to make a buck with TMZ or Deadspin or whoever can record your voice, kind of goad you into saying something, and next thing you know, all your business is out in the street. So this situation has changed in a whole nother level what it means to be a celebrity or a public figure.
Crazy Big Intellect, I tell you. I just don't understand. Now, Big Intellect, we got a couple of series that are really tight right now in the East and in the West. There are a couple of teams that I want to ask you if you think they are in trouble. So on a panic meter from 1 to 10, where do you put the Indiana Pacers as far as panic?
I put the Indiana Pacers at around 6.5 or 7. Here's why. Two of the last three times they played the Atlanta Hawks in their building, they got blown the hell out. So, in their own building. So, you know, home court advantage doesn't mean anything to them. The fact that the Hawks went cold in game four in the last 5 minutes and made some bad decisions, that's on the Hawks. But the Hawks have played extremely well at Indiana. And so I think the Indiana Pacers might still be in a little trouble. You know, they bought themselves some time, but that locker room is still a mess. And Roy Hibbert is still MIA. So they're in a little bit of trouble, but the Hawks are going to have to deliver.
Right, right. The next team, the next series that I want to ask you about, Toronto looked impressive yesterday, you know, taking Brooklyn to a game five. What's your thoughts about that series between Toronto Raptors and Brooklyn? Who's going to win that one?
You know, it's kind of hard to say because, you know, you got the young Lions against the old Lions, and sometimes playoff experience matters, and sometimes youth and exuberance and talent also matter. But at some points, the Nets look old. You know what I'm saying? KD looks really old. So
right.
They're going to have to find some energy some way, dig down deep, because this may be the last shot they have. This probably is the last shot they have. So sometimes you have to dig down deep. You have to, hey, I'm 37, 38 years old, but there are going to be a couple of games in this playoffs where KD's going to have to put up 30, 35, 40 minutes, and he's going to have to suck it up. So in order for them to beat Toronto, those guys are going to have to dig way deeper than they thought they might have had to.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
And then the last question I got for you before I turn you over to L Boogie is, I know that Donald Sterling has put his face on the front news of everything, but on the panic meter, where do you have the Clippers, you know, after what Steph Curry and Klay Thompson did to him last night?
I don't care what anybody says. The Clippers are so distracted by this mess that they may never recover. which is too bad because there's a lot of talent on that team. And the Clippers had, to me, had as good a shot as anybody to make it to the finals. But distraction has got in their head. When you're playing at this level and for these stakes, you have to be 100% mentally clear about what you're doing. Well, the Clippers aren't. They can't be. Nobody can be, and nobody can blame them. You know, they have an out in a way because nobody's going to be surprised if they lose this series with all this, with all these distractions going on. But the Clippers have to be really seriously pushing the panic button now because this is looking really bad for them.
Right,
man.
Yeah.
Now, Big Intellect, you've seen the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you know. You've seen all the changes, you know, civil rights and everything as a youngin' and coming up. If you're a Los Angeles Clipper player, I know it's the playoffs, but if it was regular season, what stance would you take?
I'm playing because I'm not playing for Donald Sterling. I'm going to go out there, and I want a championship. And right now, at this point in time, for CP3, for Blake Griffin, for J.J. Redick, this is the closest they may ever get to a shot at the title.
Absolutely.
And I'm not trying to win it for Donald Sterling because at this point, if they win the championship, Donald Sterling will not be in the building. So this is my shot. This is the best shot that you're going to have. But I also have another twist on this. Every NBA contract has a morals clause in it where one party can terminate the contract if certain conditions are met. So why is it not feasible after the season is over, if Donald Sterling continues to own the team, that those players can look at their lawyer and say, look, there's a morals clause in this contract. What Donald Sterling did was absolutely, positively, morally reprehensible. Why is it not feasible that as a player, I can terminate this contract, declare myself an unrestricted free agent, and go play somewhere else?
Right.
That's what I said.
I hope it's in the contract. It needs to be.
No, it is.
It ought to be.
Yes.
Because if a player goes out and does something stupid, the owner can terminate the contract. So if the owner
right
does something stupid, why can't the player terminate the contract?
Right. Good point.
I agree.
Greg. I like that.
Yeah, great point. Man, we appreciate it. Now, Big Intellect, let me ask you one last question. Another one. What do you think the direction that the Bulls need to go in after they get eliminated by the Wizards?
He's talking about they getting eliminated already. Woo-wee.
Yeah, the Bulls are done. But one of the reasons the Bulls are done is because they can't score. Now, we don't know when or if Derrick Rose is going to come back and what level he's going to come back to. So they're going to have to find a way to get some scoring. Now, they have some cap money left, and the salary cap is going to go up another $5 million after this season. So you're going to have to start looking outside the organization to get some free agents. You're not going to get into the draft. So you're going to have to look outside the organization and see what free agents you can pull into Chicago. And as much as I've liked Carlos Boozer over the years, he got to go. He's a drain on that team. He's a drain on that team right now. He's taking up space. He plays a good game one out of every four. So, yeah, Carlos Boozer has got to go in his $15 million cap hit. So they're going to have to look in free agency, find a big-time guy. Kevin Love is going to be out there. Think about this. Kevin Love is going to be out there, but Chris Bosh is going to be out there too. Maybe Chris Bosh wants to be the number one guy now. He has two rings. If they win this year, he'll have three. And he can opt out of his contract, go somewhere else, and be the man, you know, next to maybe Derrick Rose or whoever. But
right.
There are a number of free agents that can be wooed by Chicago, but Chicago's going to have to look at
Rudy Gay
to rebuild that team. Rudy Gay is a good option. But the Bulls have to find a way to score points. Right now, they can't score.
Absolutely. Big Intellect, as usual, man, we love you calling in and giving us your take because I tell you this,
that moral in your contract point that you brought up, that was crucial. That was crucial. Very much
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I sat up all night thinking about that one.
And we appreciate you bringing it bringing it on the street.
All right, fellas, my pleasure anytime.
No doubt. And as always, Big Intellect, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt, brothers.
Yo, Ro, we hot. Call all the way down from ATL. Man. Woo!
Yeah, buddy, you know it. Great, big ups to Big Intellect for calling in, man. You know, it's always a pleasure to get somebody like that on the show, man, and turn us out. You know what I mean? You gotta love it.
We're going to get to a quick commercial, and when we come back from the commercial, man, we're going to talk a little bit of this NFL draft. Next week is going down. Y'all didn't make the playoffs, man. Y'all get an early pick. The Packers, we didn't make the playoffs. We get an early pick. No, we did. But we went fishing early. Just like the Bobcats. Let's go.
I'm a hornhead nigga, so don't ask me. I know a gang of motherfuckers say they gon' blast me. Catch me dipping to some screw. Attitude rude, dripping sweat. About to finger fuck this tech. I leave him stretched, reaching for a rifle. Got him a pump before a nigga to dump. I ain't no punk, nigga. This be my fishies and for them chips and cheese. See we thieves.
Give me some values and some Rubica and watch me do it. Get my cancel stick into some bombing fluid. Show your ID and pass it right back to me, cuz, because see, I'm a minor. These wet daddies got your partner sweating like a drippy ass vagina. Let me up in this bitch at club security, or else me and my guys gon' come rush these doors, make it so there won't be no more rap shows. Yeah, that's what I thought. I see wall-to-wall holes, bitches everywhere, all over the place. Niggas tricking off their green marbles just so hoes can sit on their face. Number two, and it's confidential, hold it on your chest. Number three, don't be fucking with me. Number four, no more toe-to-toe. The only way to let these motherfuckers know is to flex. Wet the ass up, leave them bleeding like a Kotex. Boy, we one tight, let ass click. Niggas in my outfit, don't be ratting, rolling over sticks. Spilling beans, tattletelling.
We be leaving, conniving. The way that we surviving, know this bitch just ballin'. And tonight she callin', wanna know if we can go kick it and smoke. Get her keys as hell and maybe hit a hotel. I'm on my cell, thinking yeah, I'm cool with that. Hit the Kit Kat and get her sprees before I get her for G's. Pippin' is the game and I'm loving the flex. Run my fingers up her tennis skirt. You know, to this mob shit. Talk back, fuck that, get your jaw split. Raw spit, that's what you niggas pay me for. 100,000 fucking off down in Vegas, ho.
Now you back with the streets. T-Roll, L Boogie, and as usual, on assignment, Jewel's and G. Man, we've been hollering about these NBA playoffs. We got to get, you know what I mean, some take on it. We got to get some take on this Donald Sterling. What would you do if you was a player? What's your opinion about it? Is it hitting not only you know what I mean, ESPN, but it's also hitting, you know, Good Morning America. This is something big, world. In the streets. Bro, it's frenzy on a Monday.
Man, this dude to put himself on front page like he is the man. So what, you got a whole bunch of money in your left and right pocket? You can't be just talking all sisless like that. And no, with your mistress at that. How you just gonna let your mistress just do you like that, put you in the streets like that? Appreciate you.
You saw how it was. Like she was working for the feds. What 2 Chainz say? I be looking good when the feds watching. Are you kidding me? And then the wife is suing the mistress for 1.6 for being her mistress in layman's terms. I guess when you got money, you can do that.
Sue the mistress. You already got money from the husband, so we're going to sue the mistress. I'm getting a divorce from him. So I don't need no more money from L. But don't that hurt her pockets if she sue, if she get a divorce and then he has to sell the team? She don't get nothing, does she? I don't know how that works, but, man.
Where do you see it where it has divorce on the transcript? She's not divorcing. She's just suing the young lady for $1.8 million for being basically his mistress.
So it ain't no divorce going on or nothing. It's just he straight up fibbing like that.
Listen to this. If he sells that team and he goes into the toilet, then she'll divorce. But until then, no way.
Straight.
Well, what we got next coming in the asylum, man? We got anybody coming in right now? I know it's hot. I know we on fire.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. You know we always like to take it out to the C-Town, man, and check out that big brother, man, who always be repping the show. And I know he's ready to really get it in and talk about this damn fool who done busted his head out of falling out of trees. Yo, big brother D-Mac, you on live with the streets. What's up, man?
What's up with it, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, you know what we doing, man. We Cadillac it like, you know. And it's just, we upset, man. We don't know what to do, man. We want to tear down the studio wall because Donald Sterling decided to fall off an acorn tree and bust his walls up.
I know, man. These trees.
What's your thoughts on Donald Sterling, man? D-Mac, big brother, you still with us?
Hello, I'm with y'all.
What's your thoughts on that guy, Donald Sterling? What should the league do to Donald Sterling? Should they kick him out? Should they make him sell the team?
Man, it's my thing, Pete. Man, we're hearing on ESPN, we're hearing on the radio stations, they saying, you know, they only can fine him $1 million and suspend him. The heat came out today, and they protested on their jersey stuff down. Man, at the end of the day, what dude did is messed up big time. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, this dude is a billionaire, man. You know what I'm saying? They said the sponsors dropped out, the sponsors and then some of them suspended everything or whatever. But it all been paid for already. You know what I'm saying? This dude is a billionaire, man. This is what the world and everybody's not understanding, man. Racism is going to be out here. Doc Rivers knew this before he went in there. Chris Paul, I'm sure, knew this. Baron Davis, then this ain't the first time this dude been accused of, you know, being racist and this. Now, he settled a $14 million lawsuit, you know what I'm saying, because he didn't want to rent out the minorities and property and stuff, you know what I'm saying, but he got a life achievement award, you know what I'm saying. They just was about to give him another one, you know what I'm saying, but the dude is a billionaire, man. So to me, it's nothing they really can do. You know what I'm saying? I think Chris Paul and Blake and the team and them, the Doc and them, you made it this far. Why boycott a game? You know what I'm saying? We mad. We all sorted. You know what I'm saying? I heard the NCAA cats and them, they came down today. They did a little interview and stuff. They're talking about the dude need to go down to, you know, in the hood pretty much and, you know, show the minorities in them that, you know, he really didn't need it. Man, I do it a billionaire, man. He's not about to come down here on 116. He's not about to go down there and huff hikes. You know what I'm saying? That shit is not about to happen, man. He's a billionaire, man. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they not going to hurt him. If he sell the team, he bought the team for $15 million. They just sold the Milwaukee Bucks for like 566 million. The Clippers been doing pretty good these last several years. You know what I'm saying? So what? They probably worth 700, 800. Come on, man. This dude gonna be eating for the rest of his life, man. So I mean, it's messed up, man. What's going on? But racism gonna always be out here, man. And you know, it is what it is. But I'll tell you this too, though, T and L Boogie. Man, America, man, we forgive, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So all this dude need to do, his PR people and them need to get together. Once dude write a statement or he come out and apologize and say, yeah, I'm sorry and this and that, or he throw Chris Paul and Doc Rivers and them for more money and stuff, everybody's going to be cool, man. And you heard it here first, man. You know what I'm saying? Once this dude come back and he talk to everybody, and if he apologize and give the world what they want, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be cool. That's all the world wanted from Alex Rodriguez. That's all they wanted from Barry Bonds. Man, you come out, admit that you did wrong, the United States of America is going to forgive you, man, and call it a day.
But does he keep the team? I don't give a damn about him apologizing. I can forgive
him. He done had the team since 1981. Who going to come in there and tell this dude he got to get a team up? Who going to do it? Who going to tell him? Can they force his hand to make him sell his team that he owns since 1981? Can they do that?
Man, as Adam Silver's first important job of being the commissioner, you better fire that. You better make that dude silly. It's a Marty Schaub situation
He said that, man, they going to find him $1 million. $1 million ain't shit to him.
Right.
He's a billionaire.
Right.
What's $1 million going to do to him? Hey, they said they going to suspend him for the rest of the playoffs. What the hell is suspending him for the rest of the playoffs going to do? This dude going to keep writing checks, and he going to keep eating. I mean, the only thing they can do is make him sell the team. You know what I'm saying? But, of
right.
course, hey, he 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? He probably don't have that much more time left to live anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's why he got the little young girl, got the little wifey on the side, doing his little thing and all this stuff. But, I mean, what he going to do? I mean, before this dude die, all his money he still going to have, his kids going to have, the wife going to have, the girlfriend going to have. You know what I'm saying? I think they're making a big deal out of it. You know what I'm saying? The president of the United States commented on it, but I'm sure it's more the United States to talk about than this crap.
Right.
He commented on it because it was a question brought up. That's the only reason why he commented. So it wasn't just, see, the thing about it is, and you're absolutely right, he will be still okay, but he will not be the owner of the L.A. Clippers next year. That's the only thing
Though, if he's not the owner of the L.A. Clippers, though, big bruh, that shit ain't hurting his pockets. Man, when this dude his family still going to be billionaire. This a little thing, a little bump in the road, but I'm telling you now, if his PR people, if this dude get underneath his and come out here to the world and apologize, or does what the NCAA want him to do, go out here and go in these, like, minority neighborhoods and stuff and this and that. I mean, come on, man. They're going to forgive, man. That's what the United States of America do, man. We forgive.
Right, we will forgive him, but he will not be an NBA owner. Yes, he will have money in his pocket. I'm agreeing with you on that.
So who's gonna buy the team? They talking about Magic. How Magic looks going about the Clippers? Even though Magic got some money and this and that, how he look going about the Clippers? I know it's a business thing, but dude, you Lakers, you bleed purple and gold.
Michael Jordan was a Chicago Bull, but hey, business is business.
Business is business. And listen to this. It doesn't matter who buys the team as long as Donald Sterling is not the owner.
Can I ask you guys this? Because I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show today. You know what I'm saying? I was out here in these streets, man. Been a bad boy, man. But look, check this out. Why is Michael Jordan the only owner that came out and said something? Now, I did not know this, that Michael Jordan was the only black owner. I didn't know. I'm sure it's like you got the Usher Raymonds and different people and the Jay-Z's and them.
When they say owner, they mean Michael Jordan is like the owner.
So I didn't know he was like the only minority, you know, or black owner in the league. I didn't know that until earlier. But why haven't the dude from Brooklyn, none of these Caucasians came out and spoke? Why is Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and Dominique Wilkins and Baron Davis and everybody else, Stephen A. Smith and us, all speaking out on it? Why haven't we heard no white person speak out on it? Yeah, I mean, a couple analysts here and there on TV, you know what I'm saying, the Van Gundy and this and that, but why haven't we had more Caucasian owners, more billionaires speaking out? Because billionaires stick together, and Michael Jordan ain't in that club with that.
Well, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to say this. Mike knows that, you know, he has to be careful in the position that he holds, because it is a special thing to be an owner of a franchise. You know, they have to vote you in. And, you know, Michael got the Charlotte Bobcats from Bob Johnson, the owner of BET. So Bob Johnson was the first black owner, and then he just, you know, sold it to Mike, you know, on the like the slot tip. So, you know, big up to Bob Johnson for doing what he's doing. That's why Mike is the only black owner. But, you know, you got to be voted in, man. Mike was the greatest of all time. So they couldn't deny Mike, but they could definitely deny. I don't know how they're going to deny Magic. I know Magic's name is coming up a lot, but, look, you got to be a special dude to get in that fraternity, man, to own a franchise, you know?
So when they have this press conference tomorrow at 2 o'clock, they're going to tell him, excuse me, he got the 17. If we're going to hear that at 2 o'clock tomorrow, is that what my man going to come out and say, the new commissioner?
No.
What he's going to say there, L. Boogie? Tell me. Give me heads up. So I'll be like, oh, man, I heard that from the streets first.
You heard it here first. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be a fine,
okay,
and an undisclosed amount, whatever that might be. He'll be suspended indefinitely until they give more information. Once they give
but
more information,
him indefinitely, though,
oh, hold on, you just
ain't hurting his pockets. He's a billionaire.
Listen,
you need something done.
Listen to me. You
asked
me.
We need action.
You asked me.
So what action is they gonna do? The only thing they can do is make themselves a team, Boogie.
Listen to me. After a period of time, after the sponsors and everybody squeezing, he will sell the team by the end of the year. That's the only thing legally.
They just said today when I was watching the L Boogie that the sponsors and them is already paid up. So State Farm, Red Bull, Mercedes-Benz, Kia, they don't already pay. Dude got the money. All they're doing now is take down the banners. Don't promote us, this and that. Don't put us in the stadium because that's the right thing to do. But you best believe, just like Tiger Woods, if dude come and apologize and said everything right, for the record, they going to jump right back aboard, man. And everybody didn't terminate themselves. Some people
just
suspended themselves. because it's about
D,
money at the end
talk.
Of the day.
D-Mac, you asked me a question. I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
You're exactly right. It is about the money. Only thing they want to do with that guy is drive him out the NBA. They don't care what else he does after that. So they'll be Adam Silver will be doing his job. Once in sponsorships, of course they have to pay up this year because sponsorship and merchandising pays those 15 guys, 12 in uniform, 3 in civilian clothes, pays their contracts for the year. So, of course, mm-hmm. they have to finish paying out that. Now, they're threatening it or they won't be paying anymore until he's not the owner. And that's the only time he will be. They'll get this squashed and done with when the season is over with. It will be an exchange of an owner. Trust me on this.
Now,
but
I didn't get to hear
they don't
all
care.
The show.
They don't.
I think
they don't care.
I think.
Hold on.
Okay.
They don't care what he does after he leaves the NBA. They're just saying you can't be an NBA owner. You can't be associated with this league. So
okay.
he's still going to be a billionaire. He's still going to make his money doing other things because most owners, this is just a hobby. This,
right.
Because billionaires, guess what? They got to spend money so they won't be – so when IRS come and audit them, they ain't got to pay out. That's what these are. You know, when you make a lot of money,
question,
you got to spend
question,
it too.
Because y'all probably answered this earlier in the show, but I chimed in a little late today. Do they lay it down then? Do the Clippers lay it down? Do they be like, you know, the hell with it? You know, we done with this. Do they boycott? I mean, y'all asked me. I said they should play the game, you know, still ball out, try to win this championship, this and that. I mean, y'all could have answered it earlier, but I want to know from you know, L Boogie and T, do y'all think they should lay it down? Do you think they should continue to protest, or you think they should continue to fight for the championship?
You play to win the game. Hello? Who said that, L Boogie?
Herm Edwards, baby.
Hey, man, let me tell you,
you play
dog.
To win the game. Hello?
Hello? It ain't about
there is no
third.
World victory.
About,
exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
It ain't about Donald Sterling, man. It's about them dudes in the locker room who we have come together and built this chemistry, and we got this camaraderie that, you know, it's nothing that's going to break this chain link. You know what I mean? We're not going to have a weak link. Everybody's in for the same goal, and if you're not part of that goal, tear your ass. We don't need you with us because there's one thing that I want. I want that ring. I want that bling. I want everybody to know that your boy T-Ro is a champion. That's what it's all about,
okay.
D-Mac.
Hey, one more question to ask y'all, fellas. You know what I'm saying? So when I go to the barbershop this week, you know what I'm saying, I can let everybody know I talked to my big bros, the streets, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all feel, because I seen it today, that Miami Heat took off their jersey, they did everything the Clippers did. To me personally, if I was the owner for the Heat or any other team in the playoffs, I'd be like, man, sit y'all ass down. Y'all, I understand it's like a brotherhood to extend this and that. That's them over there. That's Donald Sterling and them. You let them handle that. But then you play for the Heat. We represent the Heat. You wearing that logo. Did y'all agree what the Heat did today? And I love y'all, man, and Friday. Let me know what y'all think about that because I didn't agree with that. I don't think that everybody else need to do the same thing. The Clippers need to handle their business and do that over there. And if that's what they want to do, do it. Now, LeBron and D-Wade or Stephen Curry or, you know, Brooklyn Nets players want to talk about it, yeah, but if I'm an owner of a team and we don't have this problem and everything with us is good, I need y'all to represent the Heat. I need y'all to represent Brooklyn. Turning y'all shirts and jerseys because, and the reason I'm saying that, fellas, is because I haven't heard none of these other billionaire owners speak up and say anything as far as the Caucasus. And, you know, that's what I want y'all to chime on real quick,
well,
and I love y'all.
Let, Man, before we let you go, D-Mac, let me tell you this, and you got to remember this, and you listen to the show as usual, and at the end of the show, what I always say, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. See, billionaires are smart. Now, most of them are smart. You don't talk. You let those players bind together and be because you don't want to stir up the pot. Now you're a bigot. Now if you step in and say, hey, you don't do what the Clippers did. This is us. No. You be quiet because you understand. And you let those players do whatever they want because they're trying to win an NBA championship. No, I don't step in if I'm the owner. Hey, if this is what you want to do, you do it.
Okay, okay.
Ro, what do you think?
Man, I'm going to say it like this, L Boogie. If you down for the cause, it don't matter where you at. If you felt like you've been disrespected, man, hey, man, you do what you do. That's what I'm talking about, man, unity. If Miami said in the locker room, we going to support our dudes on the other coast because, of, you know, that's what they did. And we do it as long as there's not one that's not doing it, I'm cool. Everybody has to do it. Just don't be one of them ones who going to sit on the bench and be like, no, I'm not a part of it. That doesn't show unity. Doesn't show that you're part of what's going on. So that's what I feel.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all like this, man. And the way this world is, man, is crazy, man. But, you know, rest in peace to Trayvon Martin and his family. But you see how that went down, you know what I'm saying? And that dude dad was like a retired judge and this and that. Now you talking about a dude that's a billionaire that all he did was say some words. Nobody ain't got killed or this and that. I don't think it's going to play out how we wanted to play out, y'all. I think money talk, man. And that's D-Mac's opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened with the dude with Trayvon Martin. And, it's the streets, man. I'm keeping it 100. And this dude here is a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? He going to die with billions. You know what I'm saying? They so worried about the stuff he said. I still ain't heard nobody say, like, damn, this dude got a wife. They ain't got the mistress on the side, and the mistress take them. They ain't said nothing about that yet, though. I mean, Ricky Smiley said a little bit about it this morning, but nobody ain't even worried about that. Man, there's so much stuff out here. Racism going to stay out here, man. But, brothers, y'all got to keep doing what y'all doing, man. We got to keep doing what we doing, and we just got to let everybody know, man, you know, it ain't cool, it ain't happening, but, you know, I need to see results, though. And we all know, man, it done been riots, the Watt riots, the Huff riots, the L.A. riots, everything, man. And it's still out here, man. And everybody got a little bit of racism in y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just don't think it's Caucasians, it's white people. But we got these black folks out here that we need to make sure that they're on the same page, too. And if they mess up, we got to get in their butt and punish them just like how we would the others. I love y'all, man.
Oh, I love you, too, D-Mac.
Yes, sir.
And don't
you
forget.
Know what it is, bro.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you, big bro. No doubt.
And I wore all black today. I wore all black today. You know what I mean? Just for that.
Okay, I hear you.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Well, you know, L Boogie, D-Mac, you know, we appreciate you calling in. Much love, brother. And,
yes,
you know, right now we having, a situation in the studio, but we're going to get you taken care of real quick. Oh, there we go. L Boogie down.
Man,
let's keep it in the asylum,
yes,
man. Let's shut it down. You know, we got about 20 minutes left. So let's take it to our other brother on that side of town out there with D-Mac in just a little bit across the river. Yo, Chef, what's up, man? You on the line with your boys, man. We got about 20 minutes left. We're going to shut it down with you. What's up with the Chef this evening?
Oh, man, you know what? Today been a real busy day, and I'm going to ask y'all one question, man. What side do y'all want? Do y'all want Sharon? Do y'all want the shelf? Do y'all want the controversy shelf? Like, what side? Like, no, what side do you want tonight?
Hey, you know how I like it. I like my real hot, steamy controversy. I like that side. I don't like no other side. I don't know no other side. I just like that side right there. That's the only side I know.
Well,
I need...
Go ahead.
I need a mixture of the chef, the controversy, and Sharon. I need all three, man. Can you mix it together for me, man? You're a chef. Mix it together for me.
Well, D-Mac just said something very intriguing. And first, let me just speak on the situation real quick. It's 2014. Slavery lasted hundreds and hundreds of years. Slavery didn't start with us. That's what most people don't know. We was not the first people captured. The Pilgrims was. This world was not taken over by, it was, this world was originally owned by us. The whites tried to come in. The Pilgrims found them. They took it from the Pilgrims. You see what I'm saying? Like, people got to understand that. Like, it's a lot of things that this world is hiding. And for me being a young black man in a world of which racism exists, but try to be swept under the rug each and every day, it's not going to do nothing for our future generations because it's being hidden. How can we teach our youth to embetter each other if we don't know the type of knowledge that really be sustained on an everyday life? So when I heard the comments, the first thing that came to my mind, like what D-Mac just said, like, whoa, this is his mistress? He got a wife? But then, like, you know, I'm ignorant. But when I heard the type of words that was coming out of his mouth, that he don't want no type of black people in his stands, and then what been dropped today talking about why he still got the N-word following us on Instagram and following you on Instagram, and he said Matt Kemp and Magic Johnson, like, what's wrong with dude? It going back to, as me being first introduced to this, that this is the original trait of a Caucasian. We can sit up here and hide the fact, but deep down inside, most of them, majority of them, have hate against blacks. Now, I'm not about to sit up here and go off the chain with this because I can't sit up here and speak my personal opinion to everybody because that just be me just being one-track solid. But I just did 5 years. And I was at the two racist prisons ever. Belmont Correctional Institution is in St. Clair's, Ohio, 20 minutes away from West Virginia. Lucasville is where the executions go out. And them two prisons is them, it's the Klansmen, the COs, and the inmates. And when I sit up here and witness on an everyday life, most really can't handle it. And for me to come out in this world and prove otherwise, it shows the whole true dynamic of my character and everyone who walk in the same shoes. It's unhumane and it's crazy. It's really the Holocaust. For it to exist in sports, and as you being a billionaire owner, and you allow these words, this ignorance, to be a breach to the world, it shows your care and your love for the people. But how can we, as Lord Klansmen, expect a master to feel like we feel? Can I ask
Absolutely.
You that question? You see what I'm saying? Like,
I'm listening.
It's a difference. Like, this man come from a generation of masters. You saw, it's a difference, and we can tell. So how? So do we really got to sit up here and go in judgment, like really go deep into what really lies in the owner's offices? We sit up here talking. We sit up here directing it towards him. But how many other 32 owners or presidents feel like that deep down inside? They already don't respect.
That's the same thing I said.
They don't understand, like, they don't understand that we sit up here and take over the sport. Because at once upon a time, Jerry West was the king. But that didn't stand tall alone. You see what I'm saying? My slogan is this, man. Jerry West met Oscar Robertson, Elgin Baylor. Elgin Baylor wilt. Wilt met Kareem. Kareem made Magic. Magic made Kobe. Kobe Jordan. You see what I'm saying? It's that's how it's going. But you see, who can we us gonna say Jerry West? Who we gonna say Jason Kidd? Who we gonna say Steve Nash? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I just don't understand. Last year we had Riley Cooper. You bitch using the N word. This year we got presidents and owners. Like, what's going to be next? Let me play something for y'all. See, and it's the ignorance. This is the ignorance of which, when I first heard it. Listen to this. And y'all know who this is.
A message to the motherfucker that owned the Clippers. You bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Now, this is a man affiliated with gangs. You see what I'm saying? This is a man that affiliated with gangs. He's a celebrity affiliated with gangs. Like, do y'all understand, like, the whole city of Los Angeles could go into uprise tomorrow when this play out? It's just not about the sports anymore. It's the safety of the players now. You see what I'm saying? This is deep.
Yeah, we don't need another L.A. ride. If they do, they got to make sure that I got, you know, my wheels ready, because I need a fit-in for the man cave.
Man, I'm going to be so honest with y'all, and this comes from the bottom of my heart. Like, if dude don't sit up here and be out that organization tomorrow and force out, I would never watch a basketball game again. I'm just going to leave sports alone. I stick to writing poetry, reading books, and just cooking. Because, like, I don't want my kids or anyone else's kids being dusted to this type of sickness. Like, this is a problem. You see what I'm saying? It just ain't my cup of tea. We ain't calling each other hunkies, crackers, and niggas in the side of the kitchen. We ain't doing that. We ain't hearing that poetry. We not really hearing this in real literature. See what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm cool. You know? But, you know, I got to give man respect. Look, he got a mistress and a wife accepting each other. He's a player. He might be 81. He's a Mac. But, you know what I'm saying? That's just the ignorant side of me. You see what I'm saying? But, I don't, man. I just can't even make a joke out of the situation. It's just... I just can't do it.
Now, let me ask you this, Chef. Let's get to something that's, you know, we really like. Playoffs. Give me your overview of what happened over the weekend, man. East and the West. Talk to me.
Can I talk about the West, please? Man, listen.
Oh, do you want to?
Man, these motherfuckers. Hey, San Antonio. Man, I got 150 phone calls. Hey, LB, I'm surprised I didn't get one for you, disclosure, that matter. Yo, San Antonio, I'm so tired. Damn, is the whole world Spurs haters? Like, damn. Man, I don't understand what's going on. How can y'all beat a team so many amount of times in a row and y'all letting these people, y'all letting this team outbully y'all the whole way through? I just don't understand. I'm lost. Indiana, I smell it, baby. It's cooking. It's controversy. It's a fist fight going inside the locker room right now. Lance Stephenson got punched prior by David. Listen, at the end of this series, at the end of this series, man, we're going to witness a whole lot of controversy. Frank Bojo, he going to be wanting some work. It's going to be frenzied. We need the cameras, man. Hey, L Book, man, call your snitches up and get them in there right now and tell them just roll the footage. Man. Hey, can we be, like, we speak so highly of Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Ricky Rubio, Kevin Love, Ellis Nowinski, Duncan Parker. Can we honestly say that we're watching the best duo as in Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge right now?
I agree in a long time. I mean, they up there with Wade and LeBron. I must say, the next two coming. I got to agree.
It's the will inside them guys that gets me going. Because I told my mans and I told T-Mac and I told Dez that Houston did not stand a chance. And I meant that. You know what's crazy? If you remember a couple months back in October, like, you know, we can go back there, you know, hey, y'all, the streets is talking, man. You know, y'all can catch it every 24 hours a day. You can listen to yourself. You see how I just sit up here and advertise that? Hey, listen.
Drink. Look at my damn shit.
Hey, if y'all go back to our conversation, L Boogie, Matt T. Rowe, man, y'all was arguing about that. Y'all said LaMarcus Aldridge was that guy, man. And he's proven why he's that guy. The Portland Trail Blazers,
yeah,
man, might just be. You said it, L Boogie. I remember you said it because I went back and checked. I ain't even go. You know, science and math prove everything in life. I had to go back and I had to catch that court, and you said it raw. So I must say, man, I totally agree with you. And I'm gonna speak on this last one. Hey, Toronto Raptors, I know you smell money.
Hey, seven games, man. They need Canada to stand up. You know what I mean?
Man, they got Drake over there wiping himself down with a lid.
Is Drake going to be at the game, Chef?
Drake, I don't know what Drake over there talking about OVO and wiping himself down with lids. And I don't know. It's all type of controversy going out there. Man, listen, the streets is talking, y'all. I'm just want to let y'all know, man. And I'm going to be the first to start this controversy up, man. See, y'all, I'm not waiting to no playoffs over with. I'm starting right now. Watch out for Kevin Love and the Carmelo Anthony duo. That's all I'm letting y'all know. Wherever Carmelo go, Kevin Love go follow right behind him. Watch what I tell you.
He can't go to Chicago.
How he can't?
He can't go to Chicago.
If they honestly call those Boozer, he could.
Man, Boozer is nothing but garbage. He MBG.
MBG, baby.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm so excited about this draft coming up because I want to see what the Cleveland Browns gonna do stupid. Do y'all see these goddamn Browns? Should I put my tongue? Did y'all see that, man?
Hey, listen, Jeff, we the only city out of 32 teams that is waiting for to see what we do stupid. Not to see if we get a great player, but see who we get this time.
No, man, listen, the draft is in a couple weeks. These black men in that office that lost their damn mind, they working out Vince Young, man. We even got an HNIC in the front office, and this man is working out Venture. Is y'all smoking dope? I'm just asking. May work
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know because Cleveland, you know, hey, man, you know, I take y'all word for it year after year. But, you know, Dallas right up there, man, and it appears the way that Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and everybody else are talking, shit, Dallas just might get the pick we've been looking for. If we get what we need, y'all are more than the league better watch out. I just don't understand how these players were projected to be so highly, you know, going in the draft to where, I mean, now we're looking at second round, third round, and Johnny and some of these other good quarterbacks. I'm confused. But I love it because it means that somebody going to fall in our hands because we need it.
Man, you the
wishful
only
thinking.
You the only cowgirl I know. T-Row, no disrespect.
Hey, y'all some haters up around here, man.
Only cowgirl I know. Hey, man, listen, man. Don't be speaking about no Dallas in my presence, man. Because
hey,
they Brandon Wheaton, man.
I can't wait till you get out here. Oh,
hey,
my
man.
Goodness.
Hey, when was the last time y'all went 500 or better?
In 2002.
Killer Winslow.
Oh, yeah. Damn, matter of fact, my fuck. In 2000, what was that, 8, 7? We went 500.
Well, 10-6.
I worked there. Word of my mother, man. When I see L, the last time I see L Boogie before I see L Boogie last year, I had a Cleveland Brown uniform on. I was chefing for the Brown players, man. That's when I was still doing all type of dumb city. Hey, listen, man.
We love you, Chef.
Hey, I want to sit up here and say this, man. Hey, D-Mac, that's a hell of a barbershop question, but let me keep it honest for you, man. In the league that we call NBA, it's just like when Trayvon Martin got killed. Even though we didn't do nothing as a whole, but guess what? A lot of people took a lot of walks. In Cleveland, they marched. In Atlanta, they marched. In Florida, Tampa, Jacksonville, they marched. In California, they marched. In Mississippi, they marched. In New York, they marched. Maine, Delaware, Boston, they marched. They marched in the name of Trayvon Martin because it just didn't affect them as his family. It affected the world as a culture. So I'm going to sit up here and say this, man. I commend what LeBron and D-Wade doing, because if they the top five best players in the league, arguably, like, I commend that because it supports us. He didn't sit up here and say Chris Paul or I'm feeding him or I'm clothing him. He sit up here and said us as a whole. So I commend that. I respect the struggle and what them dudes did as the Clippers and the Heat did. They got the soul of George Jackson in them, Huey P. Newton in them. Because they just unify us as a whole. We must come together, man. We must educate our youth and educate ourselves and understand, guess what? Regardless, we will always be more superior than them. Fell out, man. The streets is talking. I said it. If anyone, don't nobody like what I said, punch me in my mouth when you see me. The Chef, man. 714 Liberty Street. Taste of heaven. I'm it, man. I'm what they talking about. I'm cooking up everything. Man, I love y'all, man. So I'm going to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a lot of girlfriends. But we ain't telling the police, though. We're going to keep it right there. We're going to stop right there. Hey, T-Roll!
You ain't got to tell your mistress. Tell a friend to tell a friend, but don't tell your mistress. Man, we about to get out of here. Man, big Dummy Monday. I want to give a big shout out, man, to my son, my youngest. He turned 16 yesterday. Man, big shout out to Davell Moore Meeks, man, a.k.a. Youngin. I want to give a shout out also to God for letting us do this as usual every Monday and Friday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Excuse me, I take that back. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, I want to give a shout-out to greatness, you know, because we can't be stopped with that. You know what I mean? Shout out to, you know, Ustream Global Network One, AJ, you know, the sports officials, you know what I mean? Heaven on Youth, Dynasty, Legacy. Hey, Raw, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. It's always good to hear you in the streets, man. Super producer, also my co-host, T-Row, Jewels the G. I'm your host, L Boogie. We're going to get back into our cell, and we're going to come right back at you Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Fly us a kite. Let us know what's going on. Also, I want to give a shout-out to No Strings Attached Magazine. Oh, man, I got an article coming out next week. Check it out. You know what I mean? Bro, you got anything before we get out of here?
Man, love everybody for checking us out, man. Check us out on Friday. Yeah, we'll have a lot more sports to talk about other than this old numb nut that we had to talk about this evening. So big up to everybody that called into the asylum, Big Intellect, D-Mac, you know, the chef. Man, we love y'all. Everybody checking us out on the web, studio guests, Six Deuce Deuce. Skeeter Mo, North Park, what's happening? Stand up. That's where I'm from. All about them Dallas Mavericks this evening. Chef, we about to spur y'all ass.
We still in?
Yep.
Man, I want to give another shout out, man, to old Huff Height, Thurgood Marshall, my little youngin', Carlton Stagg. Man, thanks for following your OG, your old coach on Instagram, baby. The number four player, power forward in the country, number 11 player on ESPN, top 100 hoopers. Hello, the streets is talking. Remember the name, Carlton Bragg. You heard it first in the street. Man, we'll see you on Friday. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We out. Let's go. I give with my nigga, they give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, get P.O.D. Beat for the green league. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 feet where they roll so low. If you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll. Yeah. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine. Crime after crime. For the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the boo, oh, you know what's the first of the money. And my nigga, we kill for real.